Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's Monday, but we're going to make it great because that's what we do. 6:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is in with me, and it is Monday, July 17th. Can you already? More than halfway through the month? Where does the time go? Your time check, by the way, is brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The answer, will the health care reform bill get done soon? The answer is probably no. Senator John McCain's absence. You know, he had to have some surgery done or something like that.
Blood clot over his eye.
He's making it up.
You think so?
No. He's trying to avoid having a vote on this thing. It's a serious health issue. But his absence has left the Senate with no timetable for a vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. Some Republicans doubt the proposed health care bill even had the votes, though, to pass. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Kentucky Republican, indefinitely postponed a vote planned for this week to give Mr. McCain time to recover from a procedure to remove a blood clot above his eye. There are a few people tougher than John McCain, and I know he'll be back with us soon, McConnell said in a statement on Saturday. While John is recovering, the Senate will continue our work on legislative items and nominations and will defer consideration of the Better Care Act. All right, so prayers for John McCain and his full recovery. And his surgery was successful. He's resting comfortably at his home in Arizona. And you know who else is resting comfortably? Martin Landau.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully he's resting comfortably in peace. Rest in peace, Martin Landau, 89.
Yep.
Has been around, long, illustrious career in Hollywood and TV and everything else. And, you know, hey, 89.
What's that? Yeah. Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
The 60s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going way back. And a
bunch of great movies the last 15 years.
Yeah, he kept busy, and, you know, that kind of keeps you young. And I saw a photo as of, I think it was dated about 3 years ago. He looked great.
Yeah.
He looked great. But, so he's passed away at the age of 89. Roger Federer. He's getting old. That guy's getting old.
35?
35, the oldest. The oldest to win at Wimbledon. Yes. And this is his eighth Wimbledon title, so he is all alone as far as that's concerned in the record books, and he's all alone when it comes to being the oldest to win. Wow. So, well, Roger Federer in straight sets. The other guy was kind of hurt.
Wasn't even a match, man. He smoked him.
The other guy had an injury. And then you read he had a blister. I'm not downplaying a blister. I've had them before.
Right, but
you're at Wimbledon. You know, I mean the term "suck it up, man" comes to mind.
Yeah, but you're playing Federer.
But all the more reason why you should focus on trying to win a few points. Mm-hmm. And
Federer smoked him, man. Just cooked him.
Well, Federer is a good tennis player. You know,
he has
a good, crafty, smart game and some killer shots, and he's Roger Federer. That's the end of that, right? He is the man. All respect, sir. Good job, Roger. And my understanding is a heck of a good guy too. You know, really does a lot of stuff with charities, and really helps out a lot of kids and things like that. Really
Whatever.
Good guy.
He's a tennis player. Come on, man.
What do you mean by that? What are you saying? Huh?
I'm a couch fan.
A fan from the couch?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. No. Look, you've got to find an interest in a sport that you can actually still do. You know? That's the problem. And it's not whether you're capable of doing it. You actually have to have other people to play with. Like, you still might be able to get up and down a basketball court, Nick, because we know you were a stud, college full ride and all that.
No.
Walk on?
I got a walk-on.
Crawl on? Were you a crawl on?
Here's what I got.
Please, coach.
I got a walk-on tryout, okay? So I knew the coach. I got a walk-on tryout.
Now, who did you try out for? Was it William or Mary?
Both. Together. Okay. They were together again, right.
Well, they weren't even paying attention to you then.
Now, again, the season, this is the only, I mean, basketball is a little different now. You got more folks getting into the dance. William Mary is like one of five teams in the country that hasn't been into the dance, all right? Now, when I went, there were only like 20 teams that got in. But anyhow, and William and Mary was, they won 20 games like 4 years in a row there. So I get a walk-on tryout. I mean, there are a bunch of guys all city from Chicago and stuff. I played 2 days, and I think I got off one shot. I mean, it was unbelievable. These guys were animals. I was out of my league. That's it.
All you had to do was work on your move. You just had to work on a move. You just need one move.
Dude.
Hey, take him to the hoop. When they come back, you take him to the hoop.
Dude. I got a 6'6 guy on me with a wingspan of, you know, like 8 yards. I mean.
It's called arc. You just put a little extra arc on the ball. You have to learn the art of the arc.
No.
Yeah.
There's a big difference, and a lot of folks will tell you that.
Says the kid who in junior high was the seventh best kid on the team, the sixth being a girl. Yeah.
Thank you. Not me. No,
I'm talking about me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, there's a big difference between high school and college. Big difference.
Sports. Our high school team was pretty good. They were state champs 1 year.
Wow.
I think when I was a sophomore. Yeah.
Yeah,
they had it going on. South Korea is willing to put the North's first intercontinental ballistic missile test aside and work with the isolated regime on easing tensions and resuming reunions of families that have been separated by the war dating back to, obviously, the 1950s, a Korean conflict.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. Vice Defense Minister Soo Chul-suk said Monday the South's defense officials are proposing talks at a border village town Friday to discuss how to end hostile activities along the border. And Seoul's acting Red Cross chief said that it wants separate talks at the border village on August 1st to discuss family reunions. So that could be the start of something good. Could be. We'll see. Oh, and all this talk about Russia, and meeting with Donald Jr. and all that. And the big story, I guess, according to the mainstream media, is that Jay Sekulow going out and blaming the Secret Service, saying, well, if these people were so bad, they should have never let him meet with Roger Jr. Well, I keep saying Roger. You know, they should have been meeting with the president's son. But Donald Jr. didn't have Secret Service protection at that time. And you'd think Sekulow would know that before they sent him out to, you know, he did the Susan Rice thing. He went on all the networks, you know, did the whole rounds. You think somebody would pull him aside and go, hey, he wasn't under Secret Service protection. Not the kid. Not then. So that's kind of like, oh, well, what do you do with that? But if you want to talk about Russia as something that's real, they're involved in financing groups that were opposed to fracking. Yeah, U.S. groups opposed to fracking. They were financing them to hold signs and run around and picket. They did it through a shell organization offshore. So we'll get into that. But first, you got something from Sekulow? You got something? You had something? Disappeared? Into the ether? Literally, into the ether. Oh, you got to love computers. Let's take a break. 616 on the Bob Rose Show. 877-975-9825. Nick's falling apart already. It's early on a Monday. He's falling apart. I think he's intimidated because he could be in the presence of a future star. A star is born, ladies and gentlemen. I'll explain.
Really?
I'll explain next.
I've wondered why the Secret Service, if this was nefarious, why did the Secret Service allow these people in? The president had Secret Service protection at that point.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We'll make it a great one. 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Your time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A vote on any kind of health care reform is going to be put off indefinitely until John McCain is back and active. He had surgery above his eye to remove a blood clot, and he's in stable, fine condition. He's resting, and that's all good, but they want him back if they're going to bring it up for a vote. Hopefully they'll do some tweaking and working on it and making sure that in the meantime they have the votes together on it. I mean, isn't that a no-brainer? Wouldn't you think that? You'd make sure you just call around and you'd say, hey, you know, what's the deal? We need your support. Are you going to support this or not? And if not, you know, what? Give us one or two things we can do to kind of make it right. Now, and that might not be enough. You know, like I've said all along, Senator Rand Paul says this is not a repeal. It's not a repeal, and that's what the American people have asked for. That's how, you know, one of the main things that Donald Trump had run on. You know, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So, you know, why is that so difficult a concept for the representatives of the people to understand? But apparently, all right, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes. South Korea, North Korea, they're kind of talking a little bit. That's a good sign, I think, in general. Although, you know, Kim Jong-un, he's very unpredictable, can't be trusted. And, you know, he's buying time, possibly, you know, trying to pretend like he's easing up a little bit. Who knows? But at least for now, that's good. Even as much as like family reunions that they've done occasionally, I guess, where people from the North, think about it, separated from your, you know, your relatives, you know, from the 1950s. So that's, you know, this could be a end of life thing. In other words, you see your, you know, your cousin or some other relative that you haven't seen in years, and you might not see him again. It's, that's kind of heartbreaking to say the least, right? Oh, and I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be around.
Really?
Here, yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah?
You can't be leaving.
You know, you larger voices are calling. That's
you,
all.
No,
that's
wait
all,
a minute.
How
you
I have to.
No, wait a minute. What do you mean?
You remember PC.
Right, yeah.
Chip and PC, Drive Time Happy Hour. Well, PC has always had PC Productions. I mean, the guy's always been involved in computers and marketing and all kinds of stuff. And he stays busy with that, but he still finds time for a real passion is getting into some filming, all right, and the making of a TV show called Kung Pow Boom.
Kung Pow Boom?
Nice. Kung Pow Boom.
Okay.
And I was asked to play a part in it, and I was flattered.
Really?
Yeah, and I said, yeah,
wow.
I'd give it a shot. I don't really have any experience really in that area as far as acting.
Do now, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's neat. You know, you've got some dialogue. You had to remember some lines. You know, I was pretty close.
You were pretty close.
Yeah, I was close. You know, if you're calling balls and strikes, they were close.
Okay.
And, you know, you film it from a couple of different angles, you know, so you see that.
Right.
And, you know, how you got to make sure you got the sound right and the lighting right. And it was a great experience. It really was. I posted some pictures up on Facebook.com/the sky.
Oh.
There's some stills from that. They haven't uploaded any video from that particular scene. Although if you, you know, do a little looking around there on that, follow that site, Kung Pow Boom.
Uh-huh.
It's on Facebook and it's, you know, .com as well. You'll see some stuff on there related to that project, Kung Pow Boom. Yeah. Look, this is one of those deals where I think the production values are good enough to where you actually could air this kind of a thing, you know, like on a network. You know, like Amazon has their things going on,
right,
HBO
right.
does it. Or he might get lucky and just be able to kind of sell it or the storyline off to, you know, one of those networks. They're always looking for shows, and now this new, you know, media that we live in now, people have a lot of different choices, and they're always looking, the folks that run these things are looking for programming, so.
Dude, you're like blinged up in that thing.
Cool, yeah, pick. I play a biker, bud. Cool. I know, yeah, it's cool, not typecast at all. Yeah, and I basically, what I my role is, uh-huh. I just met this woman, Sally,
okay.
who in real life, Kim, she is such a nice lady with a ton of experience. Uh-huh. But she's all about the drama. She teaches drama. So anyway, she was very kind and very helpful. And but I play Bud, and I just picked her up recently. And already I've got to put the hammer down and throw her 30-year-old kid out of the house. It's time for him to, you know, fly from the nest on his own.
Kung, is that somebody comment? Somebody say Kung Pao chicken? What?
No, Kung Pao boom.
That's awesome.
And when it's all put together, awesome. that title will make more sense. Will make a lot more sense.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's
very cool.
It was fun to be part of.
Good.
So who knows? You know, a star is born, possibly. Kris Kristofferson.
I am very, very afraid.
So you're not so concerned about losing me, huh?
No.
Okay. And you probably shouldn't be either.
I've seen you acting around here.
What you talking about? Russia. Russia involved in fighting to stop U.S. fracking, but they're being very quiet about. I'll explain that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. .637 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, who could use a grand? Who could use $1,000? I mean, it's nothing like the refund that Ann Coulter got from Delta, but $1,000 nonetheless.
Yes.
If you want to win it, you better tune in. You better stay tuned because coming up at 7 a.m. this morning, we kick it off once again. You listen for the code word, and then you text it to 72881. Message and data rates apply. But we do it four times a day. You got a shot at a grand. Not bad, huh? You're welcome. So good luck on that. Flying the not-so-friendly skies. Yeah, it seems that Ann Coulter paid a little bit extra for her ticket on a Delta flight. And it was for a little bit extra leg room.
Yeah.
It's not like a first-class thing. It's just a few seats that have a little skosh more leg room. Well, you know, she is the leggy blonde that goes 6 foot. I knew she was tall. She's tall. A six-footer.
So she wanted, what, an exit row? Or? Yeah.
It was just a seat that offers about 3 inches more leg room,
right,
is what I understand.
It's a big deal.
Well, yeah, if you're 6 feet tall, I mean, I could understand. I mean, most of it being legs. They nearly go up to her neck. But you paid for a little extra room. You want it, right? So they gave her seat to someone else. And she raised a fuss about it. She raised a stink about it. And you know how she speaks, you know? So she got a little nasty.
She did. I saw it over the weekend. She unloaded on Delta.
Well, look, and here's the thing. And Delta, I think, made a huge mistake by jumping into a little tweet storm, if you will.
Yeah, they fought back.
Yeah, they're like, We'll Delta expects mutual civility throughout the entire travel experience. We will refund Coulter's $30 for the preferred seat on the exit row that she purchased.
Wow.
Making it sound like, oh, she's making this big fuss over $30. No, it's not over the $30. It's being stuck on a flight where you paid for additional legroom and didn't receive it. So it's not a matter of, here's your $30 back. Sorry about, you know, your cramping, backaches, whatever else that comes with it in a very uncomfortable scenario and being upset the whole time. No, I'm on her side. Look, these folks, all of them, not just the airlines, but everywhere, have to be held accountable for good customer service. You know, it's simple. It's here's the ticket. It goes to this person who paid extra. So does the seat. I mean, I don't understand. Why do you make it more difficult than it has to be? And then the other thing you could do is, you know, let's just say, for whatever reasons, they overbooked that thing, which I don't know how they do that, because there's only, you know, so many seats, but let's just say they messed up. You know, then you clearly you go to her immediately and say, we're extremely sorry for the mix-up. We did not have that seat to sell. We'll fully refund the money, and in addition to that, you know, anything you'd like to eat or drink is on the house. You know, we'll cover that. That's how you do it. That's how you handle it. Do I have to be a customer service manager for everybody? Now, and look, and I'm not going to make too big of a deal out of it, but Delta kind of blew it, I think. And, you know, that's the thing when you're dealing with a customer. Oh, this witchy blonde, you know what I mean? Like, well, you know, they all get catty. You know what I'm saying? Some of the flight attendants, they get catty right back. No, no, no. You represent the company. She's a customer. Right? But on the other hand, okay, it could be worse. Can you imagine if Ann Coulter switched places with Chloe King, who was on an American airline flight, where the guy next to her was, well, if he was at a gas station, it would be called self-service. Okay? So this woman is on a flight, and she's sleeping most of the time. And I guess that when she awoke or something, they pulled her aside and said, hey, just want to let you know, the guy next to you was, you know, doing the self-service thing while you were sleeping.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then, unlike all the other customers around the guy, they moved those people to different seats, but they didn't wake up her to move her. In fact, even after the fact, apparently she had to kind of climb back over him to get back in her seat next to the window. She was stuck between the self-service guy and the window.
Wow.
Yeah. According to King, the man was informed that he would be arrested upon landing, but King herself was not notified or woken up by the flight crew during the incident. She only learned of the man's actions after she awoke a bit later as the plane was descending toward Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. King says at that point, a flight attendant called her to the back of the plane and explained what happened because they just wanted to let me know. What they didn't do was wake me up and move me to a safe place. We've now reached creeping at altitude. I thought that was a good line she used. We've now reached creeping altitude. And she further claims that she wasn't allowed to switch seats, unlike other women who had been seated next to the man. Instead, they made me climb back over the sex offender, trapped between him and the window for the rest of the flight. I was shaking and crying, trying not to get sick after landing. She said she met with blank stares at the American Airlines desk after reporting the crew's actions. She also claims the company sent her a generic email after escalating the matter to American Airlines' legal department. So, it could have been worse. Ann Coulter. Oh, man.
Wow.
Flying the unfriendly skies these days. Yeah. Flyers beware. That's all I can say. Flyers beware. And who's flying high right now? Roger Federer. He won Wimbledon. This is his eighth, so he's in a category all by himself, along with another category. Being 35 years old, he's the oldest to win Wimbledon. So congratulations, Roger Federer. And coming up, a story of money and propaganda, and you are concerned about Russia's influence over our election. What about Russia's influence over whether we frack or not? It's in their best interest that we don't do any more hydraulic fracking because they're competing on the world stage as far as oil production and prices paid and all that. So they don't want us to produce as much. We helped to hold the price down by producing a lot more than we used to. So Russia's actually been involved with the folks that hold signs and run around trying to stop fracking. Russia! I wonder how the lefty media will treat this lefty collusion with the Russians. Aha! We'll talk about that more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, chance to win $1,000 coming up at 7. It's 6:45. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. That's right, a star is born. I'm going to be a big TV star here soon. Just a matter of time. The right people see it. 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is with me. Seriously, you can go to Facebook.com/the sky, and there's some stills that are up there from a pilot TV show that was put together by PC of Chip and PC. Remember the Drive Time Happy Hour and PC Productions? So I was very happy to be asked to play a part on that. It's called Kung Pow Boom, and it's a comedy, and I don't know. I think it's got a real shot. I had a great time.
Did you? Good.
I'm a newbie. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know half the terms. I just, you know, like a dog, they told me to, you know, when to bark and when to sit and, you know.
Did you get your lines right?
Yes, I thought I did pretty well.
There you go.
Yeah. I was afraid of that kind of memorization thing, but it's funny how, you know, once I went through it a few times, I got it kind of organized in my head. And then I did a little improv in there, and they left it in. They liked it.
Wow.
Like, oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah. So I could there be taking go. That industry by storm. You know, if my radio career is any indication, and being a star in Market 83, you can just imagine, you know, in Poughkeepsie how I'm going to play. You know what I'm talking about?
I want to be your agent.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it could be a good write-off for you. 877-975-9825. Russia, not hacking, but fracking. Well, actually, hacking the fracking. Russia's money behind these organized folks who want to stop fracking. And they say that this propaganda scheme and these shell companies that are supporting this anti-fracking stuff here in the United States is so complex. Investigators are like, wow. I mean, they really went out of their way. Capitol Hill lawmakers are now wrestling with one that appears to have twisted American oil and gas policy in Moscow's favor. So I'll tell you about that coming up. But first, Pete's on the air. Hey, good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Exciting news about your Hollywood career, film career, your TV career. You know, you mentioned that you had ad-libbed a couple of lines, okay? Some of the greatest lines in film history are ad-libs, like in the Jaws when the guy says, you're going to need a bigger boat. That wasn't in the script, and now it's extremely a famous line. But it is tough for an older, you know, actor to break in. But I want to give you the example of Danny Aiello. He was the guy that was in Moonstruck. He's been in a lot of movies. He got his break in one of the Godfather movies, and he was supposed to just walk on and kill somebody. But while he was strangling the guy, he said, Michael Corleone says hello. And they left it in, and that catapulted him to a whole series of small film roles, and he got to be a star. So you keep ad-libbing. And by the way, directors and writers just love it when you change their script. Thank you, Bob.
I'm not sure how to take his advice. Yeah. Luckily, the guy that, you know, wrote most of the script was right. PC, who is my friend, so.
There we go.
Yeah. And I asked, you know, how close. Well, you know, stick to, look, I got the ins and outs right, so okay. The other actors knew their cues. You know what I mean?
It's important.
Yeah. But when I'm doing my little monologue, you know, I've got to bring it to life a little bit. Right? It's all good. It's a great experience.
That's fun.
And I'm totally, you know, having fun with it, and I think everybody gets that, right?
Yep.
You're not going to lose me anytime soon to the Klieg lights of Hollywood, all right? Yeah, this Russia propaganda thing, this is very interesting, and I wonder how much play it's going to get in the media. I found it in WashingtonTimes.com, and this is, these folks set up shell companies in that to bolster, to actually, you know, pay these organized folks to go ahead and fight against fracking in the United States. Why? Because it's advantageous to Russia for us to produce less oil. They make more money. The price of it goes up. And that's exactly what they've done. Adding fresh intrigue to the multiple Russia probes underway across Washington, top Republican lawmakers are demanding that the Trump administration immediately investigate a Bermuda-based shell company with suspected Kremlin ties that's accused of working in the shadows to move millions of dollars to anti-fracking activists across the U.S. So it sounds like there is some collusion here, but it's more between the Russians and the activist lefties than it is between Trump and the Russians. More to come. Hey, listen up for your chance at a grand coming up in minutes. Hang on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.